What's going on, all the beautiful people out there in the internet land? It's your boys Blurry Beyond back again with episode 6 of season 8. Round of applause, round of applause, round of applause. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's episode, or today, depending on when you're listening to it, is about Reddit. So we're going to randomly look at some Reddit posts and we're going to give our reactions. And I guarantee you, y'all better go get your Kleenex because I'm going to have you crying tonight. Oh, God. But before we get to that,
with Prince, right?
Nah. I'm making niggas sad. Nah, I'm just playing. Sad, as sad as that Drake album. Nah, I'm just playing.
Oh, baby.
It's a joke.
Well,
it's a joke. I love Drake. It's a joke.
I can't handle no Drake lawsuit.
Well, you're getting sued.
Yeah. Yep.
By yourself.
Blurry Beyond been added to the list.
No, you
Blurry Beyond.
No, Blurry Beyond. Jay Air, Foo, Christian.
Blurry Beyond.
Blurry Beyond.
Green 5.
Are all involved in the lawsuit. Drakeisha. Drakeisha. Letitia Graham. Okay. But before we get to the lawsuit, Prince, hit us with the hot topics.
All right. You know, Twisted Metal's coming out with the season 2this summer. If you season 1 was good, so you might want to check that out. If you're a fan of the video game from the PlayStation back in the day. And Captain America Brave New World is #1 movie in America right now.
Course, naturally.
Yay, yay.
Everybody loves chocolate, right?
I mean,
well, it's still Valentine's Day. We celebrate all month.
Lord.
That's right.
Niggas trying to that's melt right. In their hands.
Why y'all like, you know what, it's fine.
Speaking of.
Niggas trying to melt in their mouth.
Lord. Speaking of, Stephen Curry has an animated movie coming out in 2026 called GOAT.
And that's gonna be trash.
It actually from the little
what?
It looks like a actual he goat races. With like a basketball type of thing.
That's what I'm about to just ask.
I'm
looking forward to it. It's probably gonna be really good.
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it.
It might be something, you know. You never know.
That nigga Curry was like, LeBron ain't the only nigga.
Shit. All right, don't forget about me.
I got
who beat LeBron how many times in the finals? Huh?
That rivalry was crazy.
It was. They had a run, bro.
That nigga helped end the GOAT debate. He helped end it.
Yeah.
Jordan ain't letting nobody get no rings in his era. All right, let me stop.
Donald Glover and
LeBron.
Meyer Erskine will return for multiple episodes of Mrs. and Mrs. Smith season 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about that. I enjoyed it. I want to know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Boy was bleeding out at the end of the episode. Oh, yeah. Sorry if that was a spoiler. My fault.
They should have seen it by now.
Y'all know what happened, though? You know, that's like at the very end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but you could put 2 and 2 together.
Right.
What happened? He could have fell off a cliff.
No, that's unlikely.
Right, what happened? Nah, yeah, you had any more prints?
Cleveland is getting a WNBA team.
Okay, ooh. Well, no, ooh. I can't even be happy about that because where the hell North Carolina at?
Don't we got one? We don't got
I think we did.
Where's the Swarm at? The Swarm ain't a team no more. I thought that
I want to be able to see Aja. I want to be able to see Aja.
Who's the Swarm with? I thought that was the Hornets variant.
No, there,
no Swarm team. Am I tweaking?
It might be a fever dream, my boy. It might be
My gosh.
Might be the what's that effect?
Making up stuff.
The butterfly effect.
Charlotte Swarm WNBA or Sting. Charlotte?
Sting? Yeah, it's the Sting.
My fault. My fault. I think
I think they was a team. I don't think they're a team now.
Oh, we lost it?
Yeah, we lost them.
That's crazy. So what's going on? Like,
I'm trying to see Angel Reese.
Y'all misogynistic? Y'all don't want to keep a team for us? Like, what's going on?
Making no money. I'm hoping that they.
I ain't never seen a team that trash that they lost their team. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like, man. They just said, hey, throw them out. That's crazy.
The Panthers got one more season in them. Nah, I'll just play
it. I don't know. I feel like. Y'all, I might get canceled this episode.
It's them or the Cowboys.
Episode on B&B. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Cowboys.
What's going on? You say the Cowboys?
Yeah, so either them or the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got one more season in them for. You know what I mean?
They got one more season in them. Take them out.
Losses, man. The Hornets, too. Them niggas still ain't got no playoff wins. They've been to two playoffs and got swept twice.
And then. They just stay in the bottom five. They can't get out of the bottom
five. Let me. I got two more.
Okay.
Oh, my fault.
We just went on a tangent.
Listen. I told you.
Mr. Gufford is supposed to be coming back as Reed Richards in a cameo. He's going to be the leader of the Council of Reeds. If you don't remember him, he's from Fantastic Four with Jessica Alba, you know. Mr. Chicken.
Oh, I remember Jessica.
Well, that's dope.
That's what they say. You know, now they, you know. And then apparently, Ja Morant, Giannis, and Zach LaVine is going to participate in next year's dunk contest.
I believe when I see it.
Niggas say that shit every
LeBron said it one
year.
Time. Didn't show up.
Never. He won't even there to watch
it. Even there. Yeah.
Man, dunk ain't the same no more, man.
That motherfucking Matt McClung, though.
Matt McClung out here showing out. He's like, this all they doing? I'm not coming back next year.
But next year,
they're like,
Black
nah,
History Month and everything, too.
Right. Hey, that nigga is a certified brother. He proved it when he hopped over that damn car.
Yeah.
His foot grazed it.
I mean, he had to turn in midair.
He said the car boosted him. It was that small.
Yeah. It was better than Blake Griffin jumping over the hood.
I remember that.
And they gave it a damn 50.
I was like, man, your big tail should have been doing better than that.
Yeah.
I ought to pull a semi out. Jump over this.
You're right. That would have been crazy. But not for nothing. Homeboy from the Spurs actually did pretty good considering.
Oh, yeah. Because that one dunk, his dunks were technically like
they were
difficult.
Really nice.
Like those were difficult dunks.
He just didn't make them on the first try. And Mac. I mean, it was just too much. He literally did slam
difficulty
dunk contest. Yeah, he
yeah.
had every, like, they planned that. It was literally like watching Kendrick in the beef. It was strategic.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about lyrics and beats and all, but the strategy is what did it.
Right.
So Mac just figured it out. He just figured it out. But I do say the dude that played for the Bulls, and shout out, that's Prince's team. If he had made that first dunk, oh, my God. That would have been his because he bounced it through his leg, put his leg over the ball and tried to grab it. Like it, man, that shit would have been crazy.
Oh,
he couldn't get the ball to bounce high enough. Yeah, like it just explained it. So if he had executed, he would have got a 50 and probably would have made the competition a little bit harder. But
probably
he couldn't grip the ball and put it in the hoop. So
he was weak.
Yeah. Mm. So any more Prince? Because I had one.
Oh, well, in there's a new Kobe Bryant mural in the Philippines.
What?
The Salonga.
Hey, I feel like we should pull it up.
Street basketball court, you know. So.
The Philippines.
In the Philippines.
It looks really good.
RIP, man.
Yeah.
And much deserved to many, the GOAT. To me, very close.
Nice.
Very close.
My goat.
But if he ain't in your tops, I don't want to hear the conversation.
I mean,
yeah, man.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Well, we talk about top all time players. We're talking about
top two
guards.
Top two, period.
But no, yeah, let's get into
the episode. This had episode for that.
But no, I did want to mention that Marvel Rivals, they fired their USA development team.
Oh, wow.
Like, the director and all that, like, the niggas that helped develop the game, they just fired them. So
for what? Did they say why?
I ain't see no explanation.
It was doing some shiesty stuff.
I don't know. It's like, I guess it was evaluation time and niggas didn't pass the code.
Got caught with their hands in their pants.
But them niggas, they was the niggas that helped make it what it is. So hopefully it don't affect the game. I mean, I hate that they lost their job first and foremost.
Yeah.
If, you know, unless it was warranted.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to
wrong them if it was warranted.
If it's warranted, then yeah.
But I just hope it don't affect the game, because that's our shit.
Yeah. And
it started trashing. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Man, dang.
I bet you that queue time about to go up.
Yeah. But that was all I had. I just had to throw that out, dude.
Dang, okay. That's about to be crazy. Well.
We'll see. Yeah. We only can see.
Let's jump right into it. Take us away. The man in blue.
Oh, snap.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Fool the man in blue. Over the crew.
That sound like a good ass album. The man in
man. But anyways, we on Reddit, you know, am I overreacting? You know, we're gonna react to some of these posts.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna, I guess we could, I don't wanna say judge, but we just gonna, you know, give our opinion. On these, you know, I mean, if you want to judge, you can, though, you know.
5 hours ago? Oh, wow.
But we're going to, you know, scroll through these. If you see one you like or we want to discuss, you know, just let me know, you know.
All right, bet.
But we got this one. Not, you all know, right. We don't have to discuss
it. Tell me, baby.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, you can, if you want to.
All right. Am I over? I didn't know I was going to be reading all that. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I'll read this first.
You know, gonna have to play popcorn with this motherfucker.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. I only got it. Never mind. I ain't gonna say that. Am I overreacting? I want to report my coworker to HR for renaming me.
That's actually wild.
I was about to say, you got a dick, Dave?
Slavery?
Like, I don't know what's going on. Your name's be Toby.
What's your name, boy?
I was assigned to a new project with two people from different departments. One of them is a native English speaker woman, Judy, who insists on calling me with an English name. Ooh, that sounds like a slave name, don't it? Yeah. Hey, low key. For context, my name is Emis. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, something like
Emish. Emish. Okay. So my name is just three sounds and completely pronounceable for an English speaker, and I assume for basically the entire world. Everyone in my job calls me that regardless of their nationality. Judy told me right after introducing myself to her that my name was weird.
Yes, wow.
And she... call me Emily. Oh my gosh.
Time.
I told her no, that's not my name. She giggled. So I thought she was just trying to joke.
You can stop right there.
That is crazy.
That's crazy for somebody to create give you a whole. Imagine you at work tell somebody your name and they give you a whole new name.
Like, it's not even like you're not even offering to call her like E. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saying, hey, I hear you, but yeah, this is your name now.
Yes.
There you go.
Dude.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Your name,
like
John.
Me calling you Frank.
Hey, Paco.
I'd be so upset. I'd be ready to fight.
that's next level slavery right there.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. I see the other coworker mad because they weren't a project. Y'all not even that deep into the project, man.
Go to HR for real.
Tell them.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I go to HR too. They ain't gonna lie. Well, first I handle it myself, but man, if it's a problem, I go to HR.
Yeah,
yeah.
Make sure HR ain't with buddies with the people.
Well, she tried to handle it herself. Homegirl,
I was, I kept reading. She started gaslighting her.
Oh, yeah. Telling her
she had no sense of humor.
Yeah.
And that she was playing the victim.
Here we go.
Trying to make her look like the bad person.
Here we go.
It's not deep.
Racism.
And, they create a toxic environment. That's crazy.
It is
racism.
Oh, you see that? And it said, and finish her rage by calling me Emily in a bratty tone and sent me an email with calling me Emily again at the work.
Yeah, tell HR.
Yeah, that's HR.
Really, like, at this point, like, it's either I tell HR or your name getting drugged through the, excuse me, your head getting drugged through the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let it come to that for me.
Like, yeah, dang. I see people saying they should report her, which I agree.
Like, yeah, email and all, like, thank you for the extra evidence. Got him, got him.
That joint crazy, bro. Like, and you're an adult, bro. Like, come on, like,
it's crazy. You shall be Emily. Like, crazy. They know they're wrong.
Are we gonna do that one? That's cool.
I don't know. What about X? We got this one. She always around my boyfriend.
That just off the grip, like just off the title, like I ain't gonna lie, like that's a no. You're not overreacting. Like,
are you trying this one?
Yeah, she's got a hole she wants filled, you know what I'm saying? And she's looking for the boyfriend to fill that hole. Let's see. All right. Am I overreacting that she is always around my boyfriend? They're always together, my boyfriend and his best friend. She's been there forever, seamlessly stitched into the fabric of his life. Wow, she's a little dramatic.
God, dang.
In a way that feels both effortless and immovable. I tell myself it's just friendship, just history, but no matter how much I reason with myself, the feeling lingers. It starts as a quiet discomfort, a small weight on my chest. She should write a book. When I see them laughing at a joke I don't understand. When they exchange a glance that doesn't need words.
Oh, she's jealous.
Oh, damn, yeah, she's jealous. It grows when she calls him late at night. Her voice light and familiar.
I'm about to say, hold on. How late you talking though?
Right, yeah. Like, that's when he is it 8 o'clock? Because you need to get over it if it's like 8:30. But if we're talking 11, 12?
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Her voice light and familiar. Or when plans with me shift because something came up with her.
Oh.
I try not to care. I try to be the kind of person who doesn't get bothered by these things. But in the quiet moments when I'm alone with my thoughts, I wonder, am I overreacting or am I just noticing something I don't want to admit? Dang.
That joint. I feel for it, man.
Right, bro.
It's like you don't wanna come off as insecure, jealous, and all that, but at the same time, right. Like, what if they doing something behind my back though?
Canceled plans, that's a bit much. Cause we gotta think about it from the other side. Like, I know good and well. Y'all exchange your looks. Like, I know I'm gonna be like, what was that? Like, what y'all doing? You canceling something with me to go see him?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
And you like tell a joke and they both laughing, but they don't try to tell you.
Right. Like, one of those what's it called?
That's crazy though.
What's it called? Not a secret joke. That's the word for it. But yeah, you just sitting in quiet while they just laughing and giggling and stuff. Yeah, that's
hey, inside joke.
Yeah, inside joke. Thank you.
Somebody said this might be fake though. Because when you said like she should write a story, somebody said it's a story. What a past story from 2 years ago. So it could be because some people do be posting fake stuff though. So
who knows?
Might be fake.
That's
good. It could be.
Yeah.
That come with the territory, though.
All in all, that's a crazy situation. It's true.
And it's common. Like, that's not like a rare thing.
Thanks a lot of relationships. Hey, send them pics.
let's see.
No longer feeling it. Trying to, God dang, everybody relationships, man.
Oh, let's do the weed brownies.
But
I don't want to do straight up relationship the whole time.
I don't want to
anti relationship. You know what I'm saying? I think you just go up a little bit, a little more. That one. Oh, it's an update. So never mind.
That's not a long story.
Yeah.
I might need to go to the, am I the butt hug? Cause I
Let's do that one. 10 years. Okay, yeah.
Oh dang!
Become the world's strongest.
This one?
Why not? Let's do it. I'm out of butthole for finally telling my brother-in-law to leave after he's been mooching off of us for a year. No. I'm out of butthole for finally telling my brother to leave after he's been mooching off us for a year. He moved in saying he just needed a few months until he was able to save enough money to rent his own place. It's been a year, but he's never once paid for bills, groceries, nothing. He doesn't even do basic chores. But my wife, she's his brother. What?
Basically,
I guess he meant to say sister.
Yeah.
Always tries to, or she could, he could have meant it, but we're going to just keep going. Always tries to cover for him. And does his chores for him instead.
Dang.
He leaves dishes in the sink, doesn't take out the trash, just sits around on his phone when he's at home to play mobile games or goes out on his motorcycle to go on long rides with his buddies. We've been biting our tongues because he's family, but last week was the last straw. He came home late, parked his bike, and didn't lock the gate. Oh, he crashed out over a locked gate, yo.
Nah.
You know he's been a... Oh, as a result of his neglect.
Read the next part.
My fault. Yeah. Our dog of 12 years got out. Oh,
yeah, that's
everywhere. Yep. And even made Facebook posts. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. Only to find out a few hours later that he got hit by a car outside our subdivision. Oh, yeah, they really crashing out. We were devastated, and I was very furious. But guess who was the one acting pissed off?
What? That's crazy.
Saying it wasn't his fault and that stuff happens and that he just buy us a new dog. Oh, hasn't even contributed a single cent to our monthly electric or internet bills. I lost it. Told him to pack his stuff and get out. My wife thinks I was too harsh, but honestly, I don't care anymore. He doesn't respect our home, our rules, or our dog. Am I the butthole? What you guys think?
Yeah, not. I tell the brother law leave too. Shoot. I tell him get out of there. I'm like, bro, yeah, he lazy. He don't pay for nothing. Like he just there.
And kick her ass out too.
Why?
Since you defending him so damn much, y'all have to be living
that's
together.
That's her brother, dog.
I don't give a damn if it was her mom.
But Christian, imagine that was your house and this her your girl brother living there now. How you going?
Lord.
Now hold up. I'm not saying not to kick the brother out. The wife is only doing her due diligence as far as defending her brother. You know, if she let it go on for too long, yeah, she can get out too.
She obviously,
that he's like taking advantage of our hospitality.
Yeah. He's stupid for marrying her then.
But
the dog got ran over.
Dog died. I know I'd have been ready for 12 years.
Yeah.
We have a relationship with that. He said, "It's a dog, bro. I get you a new dog. You ain't got no money."
He can't throw up. I ain't got a hold of
Tyson.
Stuff happens. Boy said stuff happens.
I'm gonna punch him and wake him up so I can punch him again.
That's crazy. Knock him out and put his smelling salts under him so he wake back up so you can knock him out. It's crazy.
I would throw that bike up too, boy.
Like, baseball bat.
I would probably sell the bike. I ain't gonna lie to
you. What the comments say? Oh, she can lead too.
Thank you. Fuck her.
I came to say this.
Red.
They're to save his life because I want to throttle him. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Bruh. Yeah, yeah. That dude, throw him away, bruh. Throw him away.
Just a dog. It's just a dog. You just a bitch.
Yeah, I would have turned to John Wick real quick, bro.
You just a bum.
Put the blick to his tempo.
Okay.
Y'all see what y'all like? You know, call him out. Call him out.
Let's see.
That man said, just a blick through the tempo. Watch out, go to the head. He a dead hoe.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Broke my fingers downstairs.
Food not lifeless. It's stupid.
That sounds, I could feel that a little bit. I don't even want to read that one.
You just come downstairs and eat.
Oh, wow.
Right.
When it's crazy.
That mind, which one? Let's do that one.
That mind me of something.
Which one?
That cat poop one. That mind me of something.
It's the higher, right?
Oh, this
one? It's right there.
That yeah, mind, yeah.
I don't want to put nobody on the spot like that, but that mind me of something.
All right. Anybody else want to read?
No, I don't want to read about no poop.
All right. Well, I'm out of butthole for telling the guy I date that leaving cat poop in his cat's fur for 2 days is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I, 29-year-old female, have been dating this dude, 31 male, for about half a year. He has 2 very furry cats who loves to cuddle in the bed and in the sofa with us. Oh yeah, this is sounding bad already. One is very shy and timid, whereas the other one is a little goofball. The story involves the shy little lady. So I slept at his place from Saturday to Sunday this weekend and woke up in the middle of the night by feeling the shy cat snuggle up at the top of my head.
Ew.
Oh, nah. Oh, nice. I thought to myself. She usually is a little bit afraid of me, but I smelled the distinctive smell of cat poop. I thought it was coming from the litter box and thought nothing of it. Oh, she about to have pink eye and fell back to sleep. The following morning, we noticed that it was cat poop in his bag, which made me check the cats to see if there was anything stuck on any of them. And I saw a bit of poop roughly the size of a penny.
A penny?
Stuck to the shy cat's fur. Yeah, that's pretty sizable.
Shout out to Penny from Marvel Rivals.
That's crazy.
I put it that out to him while feeling absolutely disgusted that the cat might have cuddled up in my hair with poop in her fur. He said that he would try to get it out, but that it would probably be hard since she's usually struggles when you're trying to groom her. I told him to just get his scissors and snip it away before she could react, but he insisted that it would be very hard and he didn't want to scare her. I was like, okay, he will probably fix it when I've left and she feels less scared, and left it at that.
All right, today. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Okay. You want to keep finish or you want to just
just react to it, because obviously he didn't do it.
Yeah, he not. Yeah, I'm about to say yeah. He ain't do it.
That's just a dirty dude.
Watch who you date, man.
Right. If you left cat poop in her fur, man, there's got to be poop other places in the house that he don't know about or that he do know about, and it's just
And there are cats. Come on,
it's poop, bro.
That's,
I don't care how scared he get. I don't care how scared the cat get. Like, we getting this off you, ma'am. You better put on some long sleeves, grab some gloves. If she starts biting a claw on or whatever,
that man was diabolical.
And cut it.
That's That's nasty. I'm sorry for
whoever eat, bro. Them cats be vicious, boy. They be trying to kill.
Yeah, right. That's why I said you gotta gear up. If you know she gonna go crazy, gear up.
Like you gotta groom them and everything, man. Like,
legit.
That's wild. Get you a short-haired cat. Don't get you them long-haired cats.
Yeah. Germs and bacteria. Come on. Right.
You got to gear up for that pussy.
Yes. Yes, you did.
That remind me of like...
What?
No.
Don't say it, Christian. All right.
No, you can say it, just don't say
I'm about to say, either give it like a fake name or don't say no name.
I ain't saying names. I'm just like,
I think I remember the story though.
Yeah, like I was messing with X, you know, spin the block. I was tearing it up. Anyway. Like I guess I happened to stay over there. We had a few They had a few cats and stuff. Next time, like, oh yeah, I had saved some cats, and then like somebody just like was gonna get rid of some cats, and then like I saved them too, and like, yeah. But I didn't want them to be over here, and I was like, you didn't think they about to get rid of them or tell them no, they can't stay here, and then they had, was it a dog? They had a dog too, I think. I want to say two dogs. Anyway, you know, so I woke up. I woke up the next morning, you know. And long story short, I was just long story short. So it was like there's dog shit around the apartment and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The sink was full of dishes and stuff. The fridge was nasty. The counter was nasty. The carpet was nasty. And you know, I got kind of hurt. I legit was helping them clean up.
Yeah.
Honest to God truth. There was human shit in a towel.
That was your last. That was your final straw.
Flag on the plate.
I'm dead ass serious. All this is true. Like, and like, I was like,
ain't no coming back,
face,
from
bro. I know his face. I was like, he was sitting there like, I know,
And like I might be judged after this, cause like I can't just smash it, but I was like pull up and smash it in my car.
You were still smashing.
I smashed it in my car a few more times. Like,
dirty dog, you.
You dirty dog. You strapped though, right? Dirty dog. Like, you strapped though, right? You had protect. You know, you were strapped up.
But listen, yes, but listen.
Oh, I was about to say.
You know, it's crazy. At the end of the day. Like they told somebody that we both knew was like, you know, Prince didn't help me clean up or not. He just made fun of me. I was like, oh, you got to be lying. Like I stayed there and cleaned up. Like I literally, you know, I was there for a good hour, and then I was like, you know, I said I'm about to go.
He saw that human.
Like I was like, and then it was crazy. It was like I said, all this is like a turn off. It was like it's a turn off for me. And I was like,
you ain't attracted to yourself. It's crazy. Like,
you gotta be fucking lying.
That's that mean, bro.
Like you gotta be fucking lying. Like, it's a turn off. Like what? I know people are like, dang, you went back and tore it up some more. But yeah,
he said multiple times.
But yeah,
cheating at guitar.
It was
Brett said he kicked the pressure out of her seat.
Oh cheating. Yeah, let me read that. You sounding like a dickhead. I ain't gonna lie to you, dog.
But yeah, I had to share.
I'm not gonna lie. That's automatic. Yeah, no. Right. Like unless it was like some rude stuff.
Right.
She must have had that splah.
Yeah, that joint had to have been good for you to see that dirty crib. And it's like, well, I can still hit it in the car, you know what I'm saying? Just come see me in the car. Come see me.
That's some good head.
But that's the funny part. He was like, well, fuck it then. I ain't going back in that dirty ass house.
Nah, but she can come out. We all got needs.
Come on out here. We just transition.
Right.
Because it's dumb.
Well, right by the transmission.
It's charity work here.
Fog it up the window.
All right. So, okay. So this happened a few hours ago. And I've only just calmed down because I hate conflict.
Oh, they hate conflict.
Basically, I was doing a long travel day, five-ish hours. So I booked my train in advance to ensure that I had a reserved seat. When I got on the train, a woman is in my seat. So I politely informed her that I think that's my seat. Show her my ticket and ask her to move. She checks the ticket and just says, well, I must have sit in the wrong seat and puts her head down.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
I say, can I please sit in? At this point, her partner sitting opposite her starts speaking at me in what I perceive to be an aggressive tone. He suggests that I find another seat, which there are none because it's busy. And I say, but I booked that seat and there are no other seats available.
Oh, they hold him, bro. That's available crazy. Seats in
the carriage. He raises his voice. I'm going to just hit him. Raises his voice and says, well, someone else is in our seats. And his missus is pregnant. You should have told them guys to move if they're in your seats.
Yeah. He said he has a heart defect also.
And you moved it, and I don't know where I was at. Just said everyone has their own medical issues. Dang. And reasons standing for long periods of time might be difficult. And here I could be the butthole. I ask him to not speak to me in aggressive tone, and that I will make a complaint. Is this a female?
I don't know. They don't say.
He then starts swearing at me, and I ask him to stop. Eventually, the woman gets up and allows me to sit there, and he continues to berate me, saying he hopes I feel good for myself and that I'm quiet. Now I have a seat. Well, really, I just stopped engaging as I felt there was no point. I mean, yeah, I got my seat, so unless you're going to, like, yank me about the seat, it ain't really nothing else.
Oh, bruh.
One of the men who sat beside him offers that him and his partner sit in the seats opposite of me. It's a table seat, at which point he sits his partner down and then laughs at me and points in my face eventually.
That's messed up. Yeah.
Digging his spectacles around there, asks to move to their assigned seats, and she asks if I'm okay as another passenger had made a complaint on my behalf. Even so, was I the butthole? Should I have just let them alone since she was pregnant? Nah, because it was the guy's job to go get their seats.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, it's full in there. Somebody in there is just, like, digging around. So,
like, that's his girl. That's your pregnant, you know, girl.
Right.
Exactly. You got to go get your... And it, the person who wrote this, they booked their seat, so they have the right to sit there, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Like, I think the most awkward thing is when, like, a guy's with his girl, like, because we've had times when people would sit at the movie theater. We go to the movie theater, people sit in our seats or something. But there's been one time, like, I remember I pulled up, and it was a guy with his girl, and he was sitting in my seat. And I was like, it was just me at the movie theater, by the way. I was like, this is going to be a problem. Because, like, you with your girl, you know, ain't nobody trying to look weak or whatever. I'm like, hey, you in my seat. He was like, I think it's my seat. In my head, I did suck my teeth. I was like, man. And so I show him my joint.
Your ticket.
He's like, oh. He was like, what did he say? He said something. I was like, hey, bro. I just looked him in his eyes. I ain't break no eye contact. I said, I suggest you find your seat.
Yeah.
And he got up and moved to his seat.
Like,
get him. Get him.
Like, you know that's not your seat, bro.
Get on. I suggest.
Like this one right
don't
here.
Don't do that. Don't gas me.
I suggest.
Christian, don't play by the movie seats.
I really don't, bro.
He always moving the people. He always moving the people.
About to put them even comeback moves on the nigga.
Even those kids that day.
Oh, you remember that one time we walked on somebody, we just looked at them. They said, "Is your seat?" We was like, "Yeah." They're like, "All right, that's a bit."
Yeah, this guy right here.
What they say?
So they already knew. This nigga 6'9".
And he said, "Okay, well, would you like me to keep your wife company while you go handle that, or y'all gonna go over there together?" Like,
yeah,
telling the husband to go get
feet. Yeah, why y'all yelling all right. at me?
That was a good answer. Cause like, as soon as you start getting aggressive with me, like, why aren't you fighting for your seat as hard as you fighting for my seat?
Yeah. And they laughed at his. They laughed at him. Like, exactly. After they sat down,
they said, like, "They said, man, they said, ah, you thought you got rid of us."
Like, that's crazy, bro. Nah.
Yeah, that's wild stuff.
And then y'all would have seen me like this. Y'all would have seen me like this.
I've been mentally prepared for people to steal my seat. I'd be like, yeah, I hope they better not be in there. They better not. They better not be. I'm telling you.
I just hate when somebody's sitting in my seat and I'm with a girl, because then I'm like, if they start getting
extra
aggro, I have to get aggro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got another story about that too.
Like, yeah, well, I'm gonna share. It's on you. You don't have to.
Our majors, we all went to. I would have killed. I think it was. I forgot what movie. What Marvel movie it was? I think it was Infinity War. Yeah. And we was all sitting there, and like it was a lot of us. Like, we had like a whole row, and like these dudes were sitting in front of us. He was on FaceTime with some friend or something. He's like, "Yeah, this is my wife right here." Two girls, yeah. They don't even know. And I could feel myself just getting irritated. I said, "Oh yeah, no, you got to get, it's about to happen." Because like it wouldn't make sense. Because he was over there. He was like, I guess me and Michael was talking. I was like, "Y'all wanted to move or something? Like, y'all good with the seats?" So the nigga was rejecting our conversation. He's like, "That's oh, y'all ain't about to get our seats." And I was like,
"I think he wants to die."
I said, "He's not talking to us. He's not talking to us." Why is he jump? I said, "We didn't want your seats." And then him doing that gets the girls upset over here. They're like, "Oh, y'all want to get our seats regardless?" And I was like,
"That's crazy."
We should have to fight him. I was like, at this point,
that's the only way.
Like, I said, "What?" And they literally was over. He over there like this. Like, he looked back. He was like sideways. Like, "Y'all want to go get our seat anyway? You want?" I'm like,
then niggas want to add like doing too much.
Week one, trying to get y'all seats. Like, we got our own. He's like, "Y'all want to go get them anyway?" I was like,
I'm like, bro, I'm like, why you gotta be smart, bro?
It was me. Mark is this Asian dude, like, he know Capoeira and all this other stuff. And then Michael and what was his other dude name? Kenny was there. He said, we gotta do something. I said, bro, it ain't even worth it. I said, he only trying to show off in front of that girl, they ain't even his. No, and they never said anything. And it was only two of them, and I was like, because I don't want to ruin the movie for everybody. We done paid, but we done planned this out. We done planned this out.
You escorted out and everything.
Start screaming, "World, stop."
I'm like, "Can I get my money back at least?"
Like, oh, girl, you know what I'm saying? I was like, "Oh, that's, you don't even know this. This is your first time meeting this person. You just happen to sit beside these people." And he had his buddy was kind of hyping him up. I was like, it wasn't that much conversation was had, but in that moment it was like, "Oh no." I said, "They got me fucked up," because I was like, "What?" I said, "I know not."
I hate people who start trying to start stuff, bro. For real.
How was that? I couldn't believe it. I said, "Oh,
we got movie theater stores for days, bro.
Kung Fu Killer.
That's what made me hot."
Y'all ain't trying to know it, bro.
Hey, Prince, remember that one time? I think we went to see like It Too. Uh-huh. And the power went out in the movie theater.
This was back when they
were shooting up movie theaters.
What? Oh God!
Yeah. So me and Prince looked at each other.
I said, "I ain't moving."
And people started leaving, and we just sat there. We was
I said, let me go ahead and get them.
That's crazy.
I'm getting down. I'm
dead. I'm hiding it, boy.
And we was already on the same page because we saw people getting up to leave. We looked at each other.
No, so I guess they died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we ever redeemed our free ticket. I don't know.
I don't think we did. I think we forgot about it. After they gave us the ticket back. That joke was funny, though, because we looked right at each other. We already watched the Lucky Scary Movie. It did, like, we like, man, I ain't getting going out there getting shot. Somebody statue up.
Get caught up.
Right.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, that day, I couldn't. So, I was hot.
You sure y'all see anything good?
Might need to. No, no. Nah.
For not hanging out with family member?
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm a part of a relatively large family. What's worse, we live beneath the same roof, meaning close and extended family all live in the same building.
Different
houses.
I can't do that.
If that makes sense.
I think that's an apartment duplex type of thing.
Probably. Don't want to get into too much info here since some family members are on here. I wouldn't have posted this. Basically, my family members keep pressuring me to hang out with a specific family member, even though I don't want to. They claim that they, my family member, are going through a tough time and could really use my company. I don't want to give them my company. I don't want to give them my company. That sounds like something you would do too far. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to give them my company.
Shut up, because I was reading it. I said, this sounds like me so bad.
They're not the type of person I want to hang out with. I like them, sure enough, but not in the sense that I would spend a lot of time with them. They have complained about it to my parents. Oh, parents, excuse me. They made sure singular. And to my grandparent, too. Although not to me specifically, what's worse, they keep making me feel about not wanting to, bad about not wanting to hang out. Even though they, and there's a lot of caveats, both my family members and that specific family member have never, ever been there for me. No matter what I'm going through, they're never there. They will either don't care, downplay my feelings, or in the case I talk to them about them, straight up ignore me. I feel like I don't owe them anything, and I certainly don't owe anyone my attention or companionship. If they want to talk, that's fine. They can come to me and talk, but I will not actively seek them out to hang out. I simply don't want to. I say no. You know, you gotta. That's your boundaries.
That's right. No means no.
Yeah, and they got a my booty, and you can't have it.
Like,
give me your ass, nigga.
Because how you gonna want to hang out with somebody and try to talk to everybody else? First, you want to hang out.
You can't, bro. And I promise you, when I was reading that, like, I heard your voice for a split second. Like, I don't want to give up my company.
I don't want to get.
I heard from Quad in my head, bro.
Yeah, when I read it, bro, I said, "Yeah, that's a mirror."
That'd be top. Like, Fuqua, why don't you do this? He's like, I don't want to do that.
Like,
That'd be the end of it.
I was like, guns. Listen, if I know I don't want to do it, I'm not gonna do it. I'm definitely not gonna do it.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Everybody agreed though. They're not a butthole because, like, you know your boundaries. You're not
exactly. At least he honest.
About me?
Legit.
All right. You don't care about me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring you something, and you out here ignoring me. And you
y'all the asshole. Y'all the asshole.
Y'all can kiss mine.
Cause you gonna be on that asphalt. That's your asphalt.
That food kind of look good.
Bitch, pricey takeout. Hey. Hold on.
Hot and savory.
That look like some noodles.
Yes.
How many more we want to do? About 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Y'all think we should do the loving my family more than my girlfriend? Like, unless she did something extraordinary, I'd say you're not just off the rip.
Studying in Japan. Wait.
Which one's that?
Like, you're loving
it. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that one. I like Japan.
Yeah.
Shout out to all our Japan listeners.
That's right. Japan. That's right. I was gonna say something in Japanese, but if I mess it up,
that's one.
What you about to say?
Save yourselves.
Start with a K. But I don't know if I don't remember any. Anyway, I'm gonna just read this. I know the question is self-explanatory. I'll explain the details. I'm a Mexican guy, male 22, studying in Japan. I've been with this girl, female 22, for 3 years, and I'm extremely happy with our relationship. But my family is extremely old-fashioned. Both parents come from a rural area, so both share some old ideas, like no sex before marriage, living together only after marriage, and stuff
that. They old-fashioned.
I'm against these ideas.
Because I'm fucking. Respect them. I'll just play.
You're looking at that like,
whoa. He probably is. Usually if you do disagree, like, just to say you disagree, yeah, it's probably because you in some buns, though, just to be honest.
I mean, I know that works for some people, but for everybody, they don't work.
It's not. It's not.
Running through a back like a crash dummy.
If you like somebody, you're gonna do that.
Last night, your girl hit on my ass.
You said their girlfriend? Like,
they raised me and always supported me. Two, I love them. Now, here's the problem. My girlfriend came to Japan, and we had a trip together, but I never told my parents about it. I know it wasn't the best decision, but the idea of telling them really frightened me.
No, baby.
They have some strong opinions against cousins who had a trip with their partners. And believe me, they are not happy with that. Okay, I didn't know where he was going with cousins. I'm afraid of losing their trust and love. That's why I never told them. But now my girlfriend says I must, because by doing so, I will be demonstrating my love to her. That I should be willing to lose things for her. What? Mm-hmm. First of all, that's the wrong reason to be asking me to do this. You want me to lose my parents? It's crazy.
Crazy part of if he knew, he should have just waited.
Right.
Fair to what about it.
It sounds like she kind of just like, did she pop up on him?
She popped that pussy on him.
She definitely Okay.
Konnichiwa.
Okay. And I kind of understand this, but sincerely prefer not telling them and continue with the lie. So that's the issue. I haven't told them anything, and now my girlfriend's mad.
He fucked up.
You in Japan, it's just you and her. They can't get to you right now. You might as well just go ahead and say it.
And they're gonna find out eventually.
What is he waiting for?
I see right here he learned his lesson though. He said, "What the F am I doing? I'm message my family ASAP."
About to miss out on that beautiful thing.
Okay, all right. Like, it's just you and her over there. Like, it's not like they there.
His parents must got either a lock on him, or they be like, well, we going to take all that college fund, keep playing
You going to miss out on something good.
When you choose a woman, she is first. even over your own kids.
Well, even over your own kids. But like, if she girlfriend, that's still that's trial basis. Like,
well, hopefully you lead into the,
If it evolves into this.
Cause you know I ain't gonna say this is right, but some people be having girlfriends without the tension of commitment long term.
Bring that back out,
Like, well, I want to leave her, but this right here,
she got
this swimming pool.
And then if it is something real, then y'all might turn into marriage or whatever. Parents gonna always be there, but you gotta how birds gotta leave the nest.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on. Preach.
Right, preach.
Fly.
They still gonna be there. You gotta handle your priorities, man.
Kung Fu Kenny.
I'm glad he get out of here. But I'm glad he learned his lesson though.
Let him know.
suit. Okay, that's crazy.
Oh, we lost our reader.
He's gone. Well, we're packing.
They took him.
Nah, I can read one. We can do one more.
Okay.
We gotta just find what we wanna do.
For now,
I can keep scrolling.
For asking my bridesmaid to pay for part of the accommodations. Let's see, for not trusting my sister-in-law. For arguing with my stepdad about my pay. For asking to split the rent with my roommate according to the size of our rooms.
Wow.
Okay, that's different. But like, hey, nigga, you got the biggest room, so technically, you should be paying a third of the rent, not half.
That's crazy. Drop medical. Oh gosh. cars. I was about to say. I don't know. I guess we might be done.
I don't really see nothing crazy for yelling at the government agent on the phone. Oh, they trying to go to jail.
What?
Yeah.
Prison time. That's a felony.
Ain't that too much? Ain't too much?
Yeah, it might
never
be.
Never too much. I say we
need to go into hiding.
This person, they accidentally catfished himself.
How are you? That's not a book.
That's all right. You know.
All right, is it?
It's been Blur to Beyond. You know, check us out.
Check us out. Across all platforms, Blur to Beyond. You know what I'm saying? Check out our gaming channel, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our kind of like our news update, humor type group on Facebook, the Black Space Rangers. Become an honorary Space Ranger with us. We've been growing pretty quickly. I mean, between Josh and Prince, they get the updates. I don't know who their informant is, but they get the updates, man. So, you know, go check us out.
We pay the same person.
Hell yeah.
$2.
Okay, I'm not double paying.
$2. I pay $1, he pay $1.
$2.
Okay.
$2.
No,
they
can't
go overboard. That.
And I'm gonna start paying them with eggs.
I don't pay for nothing.
You ain't paying the cost to be the boss.
On yourself, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have never thought you weren't paying for nothing, and now look at you. They gonna like, hey, you better put in this 50 cents.
They're like, yeah, we know about you now. You want to brag? Yeah.
No, shout out the Christian shirt. I like the color.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were trying to be funny because I won't wear
doodle brown, bro.
Nah, it's clean. Doodle brown. Wait a minute.
Doodle brown. That's
this nigga rude.
Trying to roast.
Come
for the end.
Now the war has started.
At the end. That's fine. That's fine.
You better tell him he look like you got served, person.
Nah, I'm gonna be the bigger person.
If you don't know how, we gonna find out.
I'm gonna be the bigger person this time.
Whatever I say, y'all gotta do. Y'all gotta do. Jump.
He knows.
He be doing that dance sometimes too.
You gotta. Yeah.
Nah, that would be crazy, bro.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Little Saint, man. They was dancing in the rain before Step Up 2.
Come on now. Talk about it. Give us our rights. It's Black History Month. We the culture.
Right.
You know, speaking of that, this is a little rant real fast.
Hold on. I'm saying that crazy case.
Because we got some real good dancers. They never gave us a Step Up movie like with Black Leaves, but they gave us that show and then canceled it. Exactly. Because we got some dancers that could have carried.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say.
Got Stomp the Yard.
Well, I find them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We gave y'all two of those.
You working for him?
I think he worked for him because the way he talking.
Yeah.
The informant. I'm just letting y'all know what they're saying, bro.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
That's what you know. That was my job. We played the enemy. I'm a fan of them movies.
I was waiting for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knucklehead.
Yeah. That sound like you really hit the best out
of him. He did.
Fucked him up. Extra Grade.
He gave him the greatness of Step Up 3. They should have been like, you know, I don't care. Listen to me. You go back and watch.
The niggas made that movie.
I'm telling you.
Hold on.
They had Twitch in there, and they had the three bros.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Twitch.
Of course, Moose was in there. Moose killed it too, but still.
Oh yeah.
They had, man, it was fire, bro. Anyway, that's what they should have gave us, and then they gave us that TV show, and they canceled it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I heard this, man.
They had the platform, and just was like, you know, the niggas deserve a TV show. That's what they deserve.
Toys didn't sell.
Come here.
That's what it is. Toys didn't sell. Bring back Lovecraft Country.
Yeah. Please. And Underground. And The Fucking Get Down.
And you know what y'all can do? Go on and
Young Justice
and say that, and you know people will comment. You know
what?
No justice, no peace.
Exactly. Give me straight water.
If you're on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
The revolution really will not be televised.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
All right. So we're just not
it's
going.
The right, it's the right term, but you chose the wrong guy. Always remember.
Go beyond.